今天我们是第四次来谈保罗的侍奉。使徒保罗的确是一个了不起的基督徒。
So, today is the number four of a series of my messages about the service of Paul. And Paul indeed is a giant of Christian faith and history.
我们先读几节圣经，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's begin with reading a Bible passage, which is First Thessalonians chapter 2.
读第四到十二节。
Verses 4 to 12.
但上帝既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的上帝喜欢。因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是上帝可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将上帝的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的弟兄们。你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工传上帝的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指责，有你们做见证，也有上帝做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的上帝。好，我们就读到这里。我们先有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
借着这些话语，让我们对使徒保罗这样的侍奉更加的向弟兄姊妹介绍。主啊，我们感谢你。
Through your word, we understand even better the service of Apostle Paul. So we want to thank you.
因为有了保罗这样子的门徒，基督的福音才能够这样子的广传。我们今天还能够再回去读关于使徒保罗的侍奉，实在让我们心里面觉得很佩服，觉得很得到鼓励。
Because of Paul's service, because we have such a great apostle as Paul, that your gospel can be spread to all many places.And this historical person and historical event still reverberates today. We thank you that we can go back and read about Paul's life and his work. With his life and his work, you encourage us to do your work.
求主的圣灵与我们同在，
May your Holy Spirit
开我们心中的眼睛。
Be with us and open our eyes.
我们这样的祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么我们今天，我刚才讲了，是要看保罗 的侍奉，这是第四次。
As I said previously, today we are going to work, take a look at the service of Paul, and this is my fourth sermon on this topic.
我想弟兄姊妹可能还记得，第一次我们讲到保罗，他清楚正确的认识了自己。
As you may recall, the first time we talk about Paul, Paul had a very accurate, correct understanding of himself.
第二次我们讲保罗一切都是基督。
In my second message about the topic, we saw that Paul did everything for the sake of Christ.
上一堂就是第三次。我们讲到保罗一切都为了福音。
And last, in the third time, we talked about Paul's heart. That is, whatever he did is for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
今天我所用的题目是保罗一切都为了教会。
Today, my message is.On the fact that Paul did everything for the church of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗可以说是一个标准的宣道士。
Dear brothers and sisters, we may say that Apostle Paul is a model missionary.
他一生的工作就是传福音、建立跟造就教会。
All he did in his lifetime is to spread the gospel, to preach the gospel, and to establish or to plant God's churches.
因此我们说他一切都是为了教会，一点也不夸张。
So it wouldn't be an exaggeration if we say that Paul did everything or Paul's whole life is for the sake of the Church of Jesus Christ.
我们还记得在哥林多后书十一章。
In Second Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 11.
从二十三节到二十七节，都是讲到许许多多保罗传福音的时候所遭受的苦难。
First Corinthians chapter 11.Verses 22 to 27 is all about the sufferings and afflictions that Paul endured when he spread the gospel.
我们不再回去读这些了。我相信弟兄姊妹们应该还记得保罗他很清楚的一样一样的说到他在侍奉里头受了些什么苦。
So we won't spend time going back to that Bible passage. I'm sure that brothers and sisters still remember Paul indeed suffered all kinds of sufferings and afflictions for the sake of the gospel.
那么在二十八节跟二十九节，就是节奏上面，他说出了自己心里面的负担。
是哥林多前书。是今天的，
也、yeah, 就是还是同样的，哥林多后书十一章二十八、二十九两节。
So in First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 to 29, Paul talked about the burden that he had to Christians.
他说，除了这外面的事。还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？我若必须自夸，就夸了关乎我软弱的事变了。
So in Second Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28.Besides everything else, I face daily the pleasure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn?
所以保罗他说的，我天天为众教会挂心。
So, Paul said that, on a daily basis, he has concern for all the churches.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗所关心的主要，这个很重要，不是教会里面人数的增加。
Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to emphasize one point. Paul's major concern for the churches of God is not the number of people attending churches.
也不是讲到教会里面工作的推广。
Nor is it about the outreach or spread of church's work.
他天天所关心的使弟兄姊妹灵命的长进或者衰退。
His primary concern on a daily basis is the spiritual condition of brothers and sisters.
这个可以说是一个真正的牧者的心肠。
And this is the real heart of a shepherd pastor.
一般的教会他们所关心的是人数增加 房地增长这个工作这个很繁忙这是他们所关心的。
So normally a church would be worried about,or care about the number of people attending the church, the work of all types of ministries, and this is what they really are concerned about.
可是一个真正牧人的心肠应该是教会里面弟兄姊妹的灵命的长进或者衰退。
But a real shepherd type pastor, he would concern about the spiritual condition, the spiritual growth of brothers and sisters.
我盼望这个教会牧养的弟兄姊妹能够注意这一点。
I hope that brothers who are shepherding or pastoring this church would pay special attention to this point.
不是工作，而是灵命。
It is not the work that matters. It is the spiritual condition of brothers and sisters that matters.
那么我们刚才读过《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章，相当长的一段经文。
We just read first Thessalonians chapter 2, a very long passage.
保罗讲到他跟教会的关系是什么?
Here, Paul talks about the relationship between him and churches.
他用三种身份来表明他跟教会的关系。
To make his points clear, he identified himselfas three types of persons.
就是管家、母亲跟父亲。
The first is a housekeeper, or a servant. The second is mother. And the third, identity of him is father.
所以这是我们侍奉教会的人，做牧养工作的人，要了解我们的教会到底是什么身份?
So all the brothers and sisters who serve in the church or who pastors a church should know what our church is.
第一，我们的身份是管家。
First, our identity is we are the housekeeper or the servant of God.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章
In First Thessalonians chapter 2.
第二章，这一段经文里头，保罗讲到他，第四节讲到神把传福音的责任托付了给他。
In verse 4, Paul said that God has entrusted him with the duty or the task of spreading the gospel.
第四节说，但上帝既然验证了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的上帝喜欢。
Verse 4, this is the NIV edition. On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts.
所以神把传福音的责任托付了给保罗。
So God has entrusted Paul with the duty, responsibility of preaching the gospel.
哥林多前书第四章那里。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
他说人应当以我们为基督的执事，为上帝奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到做管家的是掌握神奥秘的事。
So, as we can tell from this passage, a housekeeper or a servant of Lord Jesus Christ, he has deep and profound mysteries of God in his hand.
在以弗所书第三章的，你就告诉我们，到底神给了我们什么奥秘的事。
So in Ephesians, Verses 1 and 6, here Paul explains what this deep, profound mystery of God is.
他说，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，量比你们曾听见上帝赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
Ephesians chapter 3 verses 2 to 4. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, and it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and the prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
所以这里很清楚地讲到，神把教会的奥秘启示给了保罗，要他把这些奥秘讲给其他的门徒听。
So this passage clearly tells us that God has revealed his mystery, deep and profound mystery to Paul, and ask him to spread, preach this mystery to other people.
那么神又进一步的把关切教会的职分托付了给保罗。
And God further entrusted Paul with the responsibility of caring for his churches.
换句话说，保罗是神教会的管家。
In other words, Paul is assigned to be the housekeeper of God's churches.
哥林多前书四章第二节讲到，神要求于管家的是忠心。
As First Corinthians chapter 2 says, God required of his housekeepers or his servant proven faithfulness.
我们的教会侍奉的人最重要的就是要对自己的职责神的托付要忠心。
So if we serve in the church, the most important thing for us to do is to be faithful.
我们要知道，当我们侍奉教会的时候，是神的管家，神把这个对教会的一切的责任都交给了管家。
So we must know that when we serve in the church, we are in a sense the housekeeper of or the servant of God, and God has entrusted with us with entrusted us with church affairs.
那么一个管家的特色特别的地方在什么地方？
So what are the qualities of a housekeeper or a servant of God?
第一，管家自己是一无所有的。
First, a housekeeper or a servant of God has nothing that he can claim his own.
他所管的一切都是属于主人的。
So everything he takes charge of belongs to his master.
所以一个牧师不是教会的老板。
So a pastor is not the boss of a church.
所有教会的一切都是神的。
Everything in a church belongs to God.
神把他所有的一切交托给管家来管理。
So God has given everything, all church affairs to a housekeeper or to his servant to take charge of.
第一，所有教会里面的事物都是属于主人，凡是属于主人的都是他的责任。
So all church affairs belong to the master, and everything that belongs to the master is the responsibility of his servant.
这些事情不一定是跟他直接有关联的。
These affairs may not directly related to the servant.
保罗关心所有基督的教会。
So, in the same way, Paul cares for all the churches that belong to God.
我们可以说保罗是神的大管家。
So we may say that Paul is the housekeeper in charge of God's churches.
所以保罗他关心所有基督的教会。
So Paul has concern for all the churches of Jesus Christ.
这些教会是不是由他建立的，他都一视同仁。
Whether or not these churches are established or planted by him, regardless of this, he treats all churches equally.
这个神的仆人可以说是有伟大的心胸。 伟大的怀抱。
So we can say this servant of God, that is Paul, is really very open-minded.
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1,
第十一十二两节这么讲
Romans chapter 1, verses 11 and 12.
因为我切切地想见你们，这是他还没有到罗马去之前写的这封书信。
This is before Paul was in Rome.
所以他对罗马的人说：“我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固，这样我在你们中间。”因你与我彼此的信心就可以同得安慰。
That's why he said, I longed to see you. Verse 11. I longed to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith.
所以刚才我讲的管家的特点就是他自己一无所有，都是主人的。
As I said, one of the characteristics of a housekeeper or a servant of God is that he has nothing that he can claim his own. Everything that he has belongs to God.
还有第二点是管家很特异的地方，就是凡是主人做的，他都要做。
The second characteristic of a housekeeper or a servant of God is that everything the master does, this servant must do as well.
并且他要按照主人的心意去做。
Further, he has to do his task, his work in accordance with the will.Of his master.
凡是主人的，那些都不是他的，但是他都要去管。
Everything that belongs to the master does not belong to this servant. However, this servant must take charge of or take care of everything that the master has.
那么他去做，不是按照他自己的意思去做。是要按照神的意思去做。
And when he does his work, he does not do it according to his own will, but according to what his master would like.
哥罗西书第一章二十四节这么讲。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 24.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
So Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. 对不起，第一章二十。
二十四节嘛，现在我为你们受苦。
第一章
哥罗西书一章二十四节。
Okay, now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I filled up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, which is the church.
还有第三方面关于管家的，就是。凡是主人所爱所看重的，他也要爱，也要看重。
And the third characteristic of a housekeeper or a servant of God is that whatever his master loves and values, he will love and value as well.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到管家他的身份是很特异的，特别的。
So you can tell that a housekeeper or a servant of God has a special place in God's work.
没有任何的产业，没有任何的事情是他自己的。
He does not have anything that he may claim his own.
因为他是替主人做的。
Because he does everything for or on behalf of his master.
可是主人做的，他都要去做。
However, whatever his master does, he must do.
而且不是按照自己的意思，乃是按照主人的意思。
Moreover, when he does his work, he does it according to the will of his master, not according to what he himself would like it to be done.
那么，凡是主人所爱所看重的，他也要爱，也要看重。
And still further, whatever his master values and loves, he must, this servant, must love and value as well.
约翰一书第五章第一节这么说。
First John, chapter 5, verse
1. 凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从上帝而生，凡爱生他之上帝的，也必爱从上帝生的。
Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well.
所以一个做牧师的，他有责任要去爱神的儿女。
So a pastor, has the responsibility to love children of God.
每一个神的儿女，他都要爱，他都要看重。
And he must love every child of God.
因为他是一个管家。
Because he is a servant of God.
那么第二种身份是母亲的身份。
The second identity of a It is mother.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第七、第八两节这么讲。
Thessalonians, First Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses
7 and 8. 他讲保罗对待帖撒罗尼迦的人，就像来养孩子的母亲一样。
So Paul treats brothers and sisters in church over there like a mother treating the child she is feeding with milk.
那么这里很重要的一件事情，就是他为养爱故，连自己的性命也愿意给他们。
And this mother loves his child so much that she's even willing to give up her life.
重要的一件事情就是这里讲到她像母亲一样来养孩子。
So an important thing for us to note is that this housekeeper or servant of God is like a mother feeding his little children.
按照圣经的意思，来养就是要教导他们神的话语。
So in biblical sense, the so-called feeding or caring for little children means to teach, to give brothers and sisters spiritual lessons.
圣经被称为神的灵来。
And in the Bible, this is called spiritual milk from God.
所以保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的这个信徒，他们要不断的喂养他们神的话。
So Paul consistently and constantly feed brothers and sisters in a church over there with God's word.
在使徒行传二十章十七到二十节那里，保罗说：“我对你们流泪的教导。”
In Acts chapter 20, verses 17 and 20, it said that God, Paul, prayed for brothers and sisters over there with tears.
一个牧人，凡是对信徒有益的，都要去教导他们。
A shepherd type pastor must teach everything that is beneficial to the spiritual condition of brothers and sisters.
一般的信徒对神的话都不是那样有兴趣的。
Usually, a believer, most believers are not very interested in God's word.
所以他们对传道人的教导是相当的厌烦的。
Therefore, very often they are weary of or fed up with teachings by their pastors.
因此上，牧人的教导往往是没有果效的。
Therefore, teachings from pastors are often ineffective.
可是保罗这个牧人，他明明知道他的教导没有任何的果效。
But Paul, this housekeeper and servant of God, he clearly understands that his teachings may fall in a deaf ears.
他流泪祷告，耐心的教导。
Still, teaches brothers and sisters with tears and with constant praying.
我们牧羊教会的人应该知道我到底为这教会在神的面前流过多少的眼泪。
So a pastor of a church has to know how many times that you pray for brothers and sisters with tears.
保罗他在神的面前为着教导这个信徒的神的话流泪祷告，耐心教导。
And Paul teaches his brothers and sisters or church members with tears and with great patience.
所以做母亲的第一样就是要喂养。
So the first responsibility of a mother is to feed her little children.
第二方面，圣经讲到我们做传道的要爱顾信徒。
And the second thing according to the Bible that a pastor needs to do is to care for believers.
在以弗所书跟哥罗西书都曾经讲过他怎么样子的这个为门徒的长进而祷告。
In the book of Ephesians and in the book of Colossians, we see that Paul praying for brothers and sisters for their spiritual growth.
一个真正爱儿女的母亲也会在神的面前为儿女流泪祷告。
A mother who truly really loves her children will definitely also pray for her children.
我们对孩子往往去责骂，甚至于去用策来鞭打他们，可是这些都没有什么果效。
Disobedient children, we may give them some type of physical punishment, but this is not very effective.
一个真正爱儿女的母亲， 信主的母亲要为着儿女多多的在神的面前祷告。
A mother who is a believer and who really truly loves her children should often pray before God for his for her children.
在加勒太书第一章第六节跟第三章第一到第四节讲到保罗曾经为着信徒受诱惑而离弃真道奋结伤痛。
So in Galatians chapter 1 and chapter 3, there we see that Paul was very angry because some of the believers were led into sin and led astray and desert God's truth.
我们在教会里的侍奉的人应该很清楚不少的信主的人他们已经信了主可是受到了外面的诱惑欺骗又离开了神。
So those who serve in the church should know this very clearly. A number of believers are led into sin or led astray and desert God's truth because of temptations in the world.
为着这些信徒，保罗曾经奋结伤痛。
So for this type of believers, Paul was very angry and was very hurt and also grieved deeply.
第三方面，我们在刚才在帖撒罗尼迦前书读过的，就是他爱这些信徒，连性命都愿意为他们舍去。
And the third aspect with regard to a mother's heart is that Paul loves these brothers and sisters so much that he's willing to give up his life for them.
所以我们可以说保罗他是有慈母的心肠。
So we may say that Paul has a heart just like a mother's heart.
他爱这些信徒就像一个母亲爱他们的子女一样。
As a mother would love her children, so Paul loves her, his brothers and sisters.
一个牧养教会的人，他们还有另外一个身份，就是父亲的身份。
The third identity of a shepherd type pastor is that he is like a father.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十一节讲保罗真像父亲一样的劝诫安慰跟切身经验的教导这些信徒。
As verse 11 says, For you know that we dealt with each one of you as a father deals with his own children.
所以这里再一次告诉我们一个做父亲的我们不能够像母亲的一样好像看到儿女不好只是流泪祷告而已。
So here, it tells us that, as a father, he should not be like a mother, just shedding tears, for disobedient, children.
一个父亲在家里面是做主的。
In a household, or at home, a father, is the one who takes charge of.
对儿女应该有劝勉跟告诫的这个行为。
So he's the master of the house, and the father should encourage or admonish his children.
Admonishing 是讲到要严厉的对待他们。
Admonishing means severely dealing with them.
可是做父亲的不只是要 对儿女去发狠，去啊这个大声的去这个啊教导他们。很多的时候，做父亲的也要有温柔的一面。
So on one hand, a father needs to severely admonish or urge his children to do things good. But on the other hand, he is also supposed to be gentle.
特别对于那些灵命幼稚的信徒，需要不时的安慰。
So he has to comfort.Especially those brothers and sisters who are spiritually weak.
免得他们灰心丧志。
Lest they should feel discouraged.
所以我们在教会里的不能够一味的责备，在某个时候我们要细心的来安慰他们。
So in a church, rebuking is the only way of sometimes we need to treat brothers and sisters with gentleness
然后
and comforting.
最后还要讲，一个做父亲的，他应该有时候要用他个人的经历来教导他的孩子。
Lastly, a father sometimes needs to teach.His children with his own personal experiences or testimonies.
这个很重要的地方。
This is very important.
今天许多父亲没有办法去管教他们的儿女，因为他们自己从来没有做过好的儿女。
Today, many fathers do not know how to teach.Their children, because they themselves were not good children to begin with.
一个从来没有做过好儿女的父亲，是不知道怎么样去教导他的孩子。
So if they were never good children or obedient children, of course they wouldn't know how to act as a good father teaching his own children.
所以弟兄姊妹。假如你要做一个好父亲，你先要做一个好儿女。
So brothers and sisters, if you have a heart to become a good father, then first of all, you need to be a good child.
同时，你要做一个好儿女，你必须要先是一个好父亲。
And at the same time, if you want to be a good child, you have to be.
今天在教会里的好多父亲根本不像父亲。
So nowadays, many brothers in the church, in churches, are not like a good father.
所以他不能够体贴儿女的心。
So he does not understand his own children.
他就没有办法用个人的经历来教导他的儿女。
Therefore, there's no way for them to teach his own children with his personal testimonies or experiences.
所以这个是保罗做父亲的一个条件。
So, this is one of the qualities that a father has to have.
在中文圣经把这个字翻译成叫祖父。
In Chinese translation, this word is translated as 祖父。
在原文的意思是做见证 testify.
In the original language, this word means to testify.
所以你要用个人的经历来教导。
So testify or teach your children with your personal testimonies.
假如一个人自己没有做过好父亲的，很难知道怎么样子去教导他的孩子。
So if you are not a good father, it would be very difficult for you to teach your children in the right way.
同样的，你没有做过好的牧人的话， 你很难去教导教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
In the same way, if you are not a good pastor, then you, it would be very difficult for you to teach church members in the right way.
所以这个榜样是很要紧的。
So good examples, this is very important.
因此上，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十二节讲，保罗像父亲这样的带信徒。
Therefore, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, we have 12. This word. 12.
讲到保罗像父亲这样子的带信徒。
So here, we see Paul treats brothers and sisters as a good father would treat his own children.
他的目的在要信主的人渐渐地成为老练。
And his purpose is so that brothers and sisters or believers will grow spiritually.
在生活里头有荣耀神的见证。
And be a witness for God in their lives.
我们中国人有句说话，做父亲的常常是要望子成龙。
As a Chinese saying, 望子成龙 would say, a father usually has very high expectations of his children.
一个牧羊教会的人，他们也应该有望子成龙的心。
So, in the same way, a shepherd type pastor ought to have this kind of mentality.
所以这里是讲到所有的信徒都应该要在福音上生孩子。
So here says that all believers needs to have spiritual children.
因为他们要做父亲，他们要做母亲。
Because they are supposed to be a mother, to be a father.
这里讲到你若不是个好父亲，你就不知道怎样叫你的儿女。
Here, it is said that if you are not a good father, you wouldn't know how to teach your children in the right way.
你若不是一个好的母亲，你也不知道怎样去爱护、抚养你的孩子。
If you are not a good mother, you wouldn't know how to care for your children in the right way.
所以我们所有信主的人都应该要在福音上生孩子。
So, all believers, ought to have a spiritual children.
很多传道人只有在讲台上就传福音，到了下面看的人不传福音的。
Many preachers, they only preach on the pulpit, but they don't preach elsewhere.
因此上他不会生孩子的。
Therefore, does not have spiritual children.
他也不能够做一个好的父亲或者一个好的母亲。
Also, he does not know how to be a good father or a good mother.
保罗对我们来讲应该是一个标准的榜样。
So Paul, should serve as a model for us to follow.
他是一个标准的管家。
He is a model housekeeper of God's church.
他是一个好的母亲。
He is a good mother.
他也是一个好的父亲。
He is a good father also.
所以我们在教会里的侍奉的人要常常问自己。
So, those who serve in the church ought to ask constantly us this question.
我是管家吗？还是老板？
Am I a housekeeper or am I a boss?
我是不是一个好的爱儿女的母亲？
Am I a a good mother with loving kindness for her children.
我是不是一个以身作则的一个父亲？
Am I a father who teaches his children by example?
保罗应该对我们是一个好的榜样。
Paul is a worthy example for us to follow.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们为使徒保罗的榜样感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you for Paul being a good example for us to follow.
他的确可以成为我们侍奉神的人一个标准的榜样。
He is indeed a good and excellent model for us to follow.
他不只是一个管家。
He is not only a servant of God.
他是一个爱门徒的母亲。
He is a mother who loves believers.
同样的，他也是一个以身作则的一个父亲。
He is also a father who teaches believers with his own example.
我们为他感谢主。
We thank you for Paul.
也盼望我们能够一步一步的跟随保罗的脚踪。
We also pray that we may model after Paul, the person and his work.
我们这样祷告。靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.